Praise the Lord. And truly, it is time to worship. Welcome. Good morning to you. It's Friday morning, April 11th, in the year of our Lord, in 2014. We thank God for this brand new day. It is brand new. It has never occurred before in history. Think of that. Oh, we've had Fridays, but not this one. This is all new and shiny and bright. And it's a blessing because we're in it. So we're rejoicing. We thank you, Lord. And we bless your name for this wonderful, wonderful day that you've given to us. Well, today is Friday, and our focus is God's gift of joy for worship. You know, gifts are wonderful. But the kind of gifts that you get also makes a difference. And God gives joy. And joy is actually a fruit of the Spirit. And He wants us to have joy. However, we live in times that are so troubled that it's difficult to have joy. News of great pain and heartache fill the ear all the time. So how can we experience joy? God wants you and I to experience great joy, and it comes from Him alone. Now, the biblical record speaks of outbreaks or extravaganzas of public praise for all the things God has done. We see that in many places in the Scriptures. Let us take a look at Nehemiah for confirmation. Chapter 12 and verse 43. It says, on that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced because God had given them great joy. Even the women and children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard from afar. What a wonderful saying. What a wonderful story. So in the past, we see that God has given His people the experience of great joy, and they responded back to Him with sacrifices of worship. So we thank God that we have this opportunity to do that. We are worshiping Him by our very presence and willingness to be together as we are right now. Let us go to His throne of grace. Let us boldly approach, because we are welcomed and we are invited. Dear Father, we thank you on this day that you have given to us. This is a day that certainly you have made. In your heart and mind, you have determined that this day would be, that we would be in it. So we thank you for your grace and your favor which is upon us, that we are able to see it. We pray that our being today would so exude glory and a sense of worship to you, that you are pleased. We thank you for the days that have passed. We thank you for those that we may yet see by your grace, by your great favor and mercy. Now, Father, we look to you for the readjustment of who we are and how we be that comes only from you. We want to confess where we have missed the mark, where we have transgressed. We ask that you would forgive us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for your mercy which rests upon us, that we experience all the time your favor, your goodness. Now, Father, we thank you for forgiving us. We're confessing that we are weak, we have failed. We ask you to consider us for righteousness. We want the righteous covering of your Son, Jesus Christ. The great thing that he has done that makes it possible for us to be covered. Cover us right now. Cloak us with his righteousness, that we may be able to stand in your presence, lifting clean hands. We thank you today. Now we ask you to wash us completely, to cleanse us thoroughly from all unrighteousness, so that we are separated from what is unclean, because we are now made clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. That precious blood that was shed for us, that has restored us, that has given us the freedom, cause us to overcome. Yes, we thank you for that blood. Thank you for Jesus Christ, your Son, and his sacrifice for us. Now, Father, speak to our hearts this morning. Quicken us to the things to pray for and to intercede about. Quicken us. Speak to our hearts. Open our eyes. Show us. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. And I believe all will join me in saying amen to that. Well, welcome.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us on this morning. Boy, do I look forward to these moments. I tell you, it's just extremely precious. I don't know if this... I imagine this prayer cast. It's making the sounds it was designed to do. Well, that's what we're doing. We're doing what we were designed to do. As I was saying, this prayer cast may be a blessing to many. I'm sure it is, because we're looking at our stats and we're seeing we're in the tens of thousands now in terms of those who have logged on to our prayer cast since we have begun, and we were able to track every single log on because we're on the internet. It's a network, so it's not a guessing game or a statistical guess. It's a excuse me, couldn't get to the sneeze button quickly. Yeah, so we know that people are being blessed, but I have to testify, and my praise report is concerning the blessing this has been to me personally. It's been a blessing, a great source of strength and encouragement on a daily basis. And I'm able to launch out into the day very confident that the Lord is with me, and that the victory is mine because of the assurance and reassurance that comes from being with you on this prayer cast. So I'm blessed, awesomely favored, divinely powered. Yes, and I'm blessed to the point that I'm to be envied. That's what blessed means in the scripture. Favored and to be envied. And it says, blessed is he. That's what it's talking about. So that was my praise report. I didn't even plan that. That was rather impromptu. I trust that you have praise as well. And you may want to share that with us. I think it would be encouraging. also prayer requests. God is answering prayers. Today, or rather yesterday, I experienced and watched God do what only He can do in answering prayer and causing things that He has on His heart and that we are interested in to actually happen, that give great cause for great joy. And so God is at work. Amen. Today we pray for 3 more countries in the Middle East. We pray on behalf of these countries. And these countries are Syria, Tunisia, and Turkey. And this is the 38th day. We have 2 more days to go towards our goal of completing this prayer assignment on Palm Sunday, which is this Sunday. And so we thank God for bringing us through this journey with great intensity and great joy. So we're interceding on behalf of Syria, Tunisia, and Turkey. These are countries in the Middle East. Let us pray for them now. Father, we thank you that prayer can bridge the gap between points, no matter how distant. We pray right now, we send your grace. We send your word, and we send our hope in agreement with your heart for Syria, those nations in the Middle East, Syria, Tunisia, and Turkey. Right now, Father, the nations are up or just getting up, and they are on the move in the Middle East. We pray right now, Father, that your angels would surround these nations to orchestrate outbreaks of extravagant worship of you, of joy. Cause them to hunger and thirst after righteousness for your name's sake. We pray for the children that are on the move as well, even right now. Even as the sun shines, let your glory rain down, your grace rain down on them in the name of Jesus. Bless them all right now. These are your nations. They belong to you. And they are slated to be a gift of inheritance to your Son, Jesus Christ. Let your loving arms continue to surround them. Spare them from the evil one. In the name of Jesus, bless these 3 countries, Syria, Tunisia, and Turkey. Bless them on this day, this Friday, the 11th day of April, in the year 2014. Cause this day to be a day of joy, of worship, even as the enemy moves about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That these nations and its peoples, beginning with the children, be spared in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Bless
we give you all praises, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We lift you up on high.
Hallelujah.
Glorify your name. Magnify your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
To your name, all praises.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah.
Please forgive me. I'm experiencing some...
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mild irritations from the air. I guess it's the air season for allergies. Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. We want to pray today. It's on our prayer assignment to pray for the elderly. We thank God for the sparing of lives where individuals can become elderly. And I think it's such a wonderful thing that we can be blessed with becoming elderly and becoming so with great grace and great majesty. We thank God for sparing the lives of all who are elderly people. We want to pray today that God's strength and peace will be poured out on everyone who is advanced in years. And we want to pray that they would be honored, that they may be cared for, that loneliness be banished through lasting friendships and family bonds, and that sickness be lifted, that they may have, they may live to see their prayers answered, that their latter years will be significant in reflecting the glory of God. I would like to ask one of our prayer team to lead us in praying for the elderly. I love the elderly, and they have so much to offer, words of wisdom and counsel and kindness. The scripture says in Genesis 24 and verse 1, "Now Abraham was old, advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in every way." That's what we want for the elderly today. So would someone take this up, please, and lead us to the throne of grace on behalf of the elderly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All glory and honor be to your name, Lord. We thank you this morning for this day, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord, for new mercies, because you promise us new mercies each day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. Forgive us for our sins that we know and sins that we don't know about. Forgive us for our sins and thoughts and words and deeds. Father, we come to you this morning seeking you on behalf of the elderly. We come before you, Lord, thanking you for sparing your life.
Praise.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Bless. Bless. Hallelujah.
God, we know that it's an awesome and a mighty privilege to meet you, God, to be elderly, Lord, and we just thank you, God, for sparing their lives. We thank you, Lord God, that you have kept them. We thank you, Lord God, that you've watched over them, Lord God. We pray, oh God, today, Lord, and we declare that all of their needs are met in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you're going to keep them, Father God, that they would have, they would not be lonely, Lord God, but they would have family, oh God, and friends around them, Lord God, that would be able to help them, Lord God, in their time of need. Oh, yes, God. Lord God. Remember those of them that might be sick in their body, Lord God. And even right now, Father, we pray that you touch them, Lord God, with your healing powers, oh God. They may be achy, Lord God. They may be pain, Lord God. But we pray today, Lord God, that you touch, Lord God, and every ache, every pain, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would allow them, Lord God, to have health and wholeness in you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray your blessings and your peace upon them, Lord God, that there will be no lack, Lord, for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift up elderly people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that they are blessed. Oh, God, today they are blessed in the name of Jesus. Have your way in their life, Father God. Place people around them, Lord God, that will be able to minister to those who may not even know you at that age, Lord God. That they will still, Lord God, be able to come. Yes, Lord God, and call on your name, Father God, and receive the gift of your salvation even at that age. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for all of elderly people and pray your blessings and your peace upon them. Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
When I was a child growing up, every day when I come home from school was, speaking of elementary school, school would let out at 3 and I'd have to hasten home because my mom would be timing my journey because I was not allowed to just hang out. And but once home and gone through the preliminaries of arriving, my mother would have me go around the neighborhood because the neighborhood was closely related and knit, if you will. And so I would have to go to the elderly. There were elderly people that were living by themselves and things like that. And I would be instructed to go see if there's anything they needed done, if there's an errand that they wanted, you know, someone to go to the store for them or something. And so that was my task. And so I've learned how to be comfortable around elderly people and appreciate them. And my mother also had an additional instruction. She says, and don't take any money from them. You know, they would offer to give you some small change for yourself or something like that. She prohibited that. She said, don't receive any money from them. You just do what they ask. And I thank God for that experience. So even to this day, I have, well, I'm approaching elderly myself, but I have such a great appreciation for them because now I know what it takes to live a long time. You know, it's really an act of grace and the keeping power of God that we could last as long as we do and be kept in a world that has so many toils, so many snares, so many dangers, and that we are kept. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you feel thankfulness to God arising in your heart? Can you feel joy entering? Yes, that's because He has kept you all these years. Imagine
Amen.
That. And
Amen.
So faith should rise. Faith should rise in your heart for today and for tomorrow and the next day, whatever days He's going to have you see, because He has been faithful all those days when you look back.
Amen.
He has not failed you. He has kept you through the experiences on the mountaintop and down in the valley. And so He is wonderful. We thank You, Father, for who
thank
You
Lord.
Are to us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank You. We know that You're with us through all our challenges, all our circumstances. You've been with us, and You've proved Yourself to be awesomely faithful.
Yes, Lord.
To be true. When others may have abandoned us or may have deserted us, You are there. We thank You, Father. We have great occasion to praise You today and to worship You because You deserve it. All praises and worship goes to You and
Hallelujah.
You alone. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Hallelujah. Thank You.
Oh, You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve praise. You deserve everything. Oh, glory
yes.
to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Receive
praise
glory.
The Lord. Glory to His name.
Oh, praise thank the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, He's in control. He has been, is, and will always be.
We bless You, Lord.
We worship You, Lord. We have joy because You've given it to us.
Oh, we are highly favored and blessed.
Thank You.
Hallelujah. We're full of blessings. Hallelujah.
Thank You.
Hallelujah. Thank You,
oh,
Father. Thank
You for being able to worship You.
Thank You.
Thank
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Receive our sacrifices
yes.
of worship and praise.
Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord.
We worship You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We worship You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Yes, God. We bow before You. Hallelujah.
Let our word of worship be sweet.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everything.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, You are the God of God. You are the King
yes.
The Lord of Lords.
Yes.
There
yes.
Is none
Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord.
There is none but You, Lord. Hallelujah.
You and You alone are worthy.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Worthy. Hallelujah.
Oh, Moses, I am the great I am. I'm the present, omnipotent, omniscient God.
Yes.
We know
Thank
that
You
Lord. Are the true God. And we are
yes.
privileged to know the true God. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord. Praise
Thank
to Thee.
For divine
Hallelujah.
Revelation. Thank You for divine
Thank
revelation.
You, Lord.
And
Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord.
We worship You.
Oh, my God.
I want to share.
God.
I would like to share. As our time winds down, I would like to share a prayer with you. Expect this weekend, wherever you worship, to be extravagant this weekend. And it'll be extravagant because in addition to the Lord's presence, you will be there. And you bring the glory of God that is within you.
Hallelujah.
To that place.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. God has made deposits in you. And so, to shore up those deposits, I want to share this prayer or with you. And I would like you to, I would suggest that you personalize it. Make it, I will utter these prayers in the first person, singular. Because this is for me, this is for you. Lay hold of this. Take possession of what God has done. And it's coming right from His Word.
Thank you, Father.
And it begins. We begin in John chapter 17 and verse 15.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And that's what Jesus prayed. That He says, not that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them.
Yes.
From all evil. Father, keep me from all evil.
Yes.
Sanctify me through your word of truth, according to John 17 and 17.
Yes, Lord.
Let me be one with my brothers and sisters, that the world might believe I have been sent. John 17, verse 21.
Yes, Lord.
My heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. Romans 10, verse 1. Let me be counted worthy of my calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 11. Let your word have free course in my life. 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Ephesians 1:17. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I might know what is the hope of my calling. What are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards me who believe. Ephesians 1:17 through 19. Strengthen me with might by your spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:16. Let Christ dwell in my heart by faith, and let me be rooted and grounded in love, and let me comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length, depth, and height of your love. Ephesians 3:17-18. Let me know the love of Christ, which passes all understanding, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:19. Lord, do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think, according to the power that works in me. Ephesians 3:20. Let utterance be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Ephesians 6:19. According to Philippians 1:9, let my love abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Let me approve things that are excellent, that I might be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Philippians 1:10. Let me know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Philippians 3:10. Let me be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1, 9 and 10. Let me be strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness, according to Colossians 1, 11. Let me stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, Colossians 4, 12. Let my whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Lord, give me the peace always, by all means, and be with me. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. I make supplications, intercession, and give thanks for all men and leaders in my nation and in the church, that I might lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 1 and 2. I receive multiplied grace and peace through the apostolic anointing. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Receive that for yourself. Embrace it. That's the word of God to you and to me. We are rich.
Hallelujah.
The blessings of God are multiplied towards us. Hallelujah. You have the victory. I have the victory. For that we praise God. We thank Him. We bless Him. We bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive the injection, if you will, of God's grace and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let it flow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. You can't earn it. You can't purchase it. It's free to you and to me. Hallelujah. His word is filled with His heart and His spirit towards us. It's filled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are troubles present? Yes. Are giants in the land? Yes. However, it came to pass. Not to stay, to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for all the victory that are present for us and that are awaiting us because of you, your power, because of your grace and your mercy. Your favor is upon us. We're to be envied because we're blessed. Thank you, Father. Father, we sense your presence in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord, for receiving us on this day, for giving us entrance, giving us an audience. Hallelujah. That we come away from this prayer cast, this prayer time, knowing that you heard us. Your ears were turned towards us. Therefore, your heart So we thank you today. Thank you for each person that has joined us, whether live or streaming at a later time. Bless them with a sense of your presence even now, so that the giants are beginning to look very defeated and smaller.
Thank you,
that
Lord.
We continue to look to you, because you're God and never change.
Yes.
Ever. You never change. You're the same yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
Today and forever.
That's why you are God. Oh, God, you're a king.
You're the same God that was with David, who stood with the lion. You're the same God today, without change. You're the God that causes us to overcome every situation.
Hallelujah.
Bring us through the furnace. You're with us in the lion's den.
Thank you, Lord.
You have us with mountain top. You want us to seek you.
Thank you, Lord.
So we thank you for all that you've done today. Thank you for moving among the nations.
Oh, Father, thank you. Yes,
moving in our families.
Yes.
Moving in our community.
Thank you.
We thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name.
Bless your holy name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory.
You, thank you, Lord.
Well, it's coming to the end of this wonderful time, this day.
Hallelujah.
However, the glory of God has not lifted. His presence has not lifted. You know that He's with you. The program, prayer time may end, which it is. However, His time with you has not ended.
Hallelujah.
This walk with Him all day long.
Hallelujah.
Yes, walk with Him. He's with you. No matter what shows up, He's with you. Well, I do want to have us end this week, and I thank you for being with us this week. Your presence was important as well, and you caused us to overcome this week mightily. We were able to come through victoriously, having done our assignment, and you were faithful, and we do thank you for joining us. And I want to leave a benediction with us, and something that can resonate in your heart and in your mind for the rest of the day today. And remember, attend your worship wherever you go. Enter in with joy and a sense of praise and worship. Our benediction is coming from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ."
Yes, Lord.
"To Him be glory both now and forever." And I trust that we can all say amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
Let it
be. Amen.
Father,
let us present
to
That's 2 Peter chapter 3. And verse 18. Yes.
Can we be on tonight, Pastor?
You know, thank you for your memory. We're on tonight at 7:30. Okay. From 7:30 to 8:30, we are on. And we're looking forward to Tuesday, where we'll be celebrating with the Passover meal. A banquet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sure,
so it starts at 6:30 sharp on Tuesday evening of next week. So God bless you. Pray my strength, our strength in the Lord as we prepare. God bless you richly.
Have a blessed day, everyone. God bless you, Pastor.
Yes. Thank
you. The glory of the Lord lies among us. In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah.